Pat the Dog Theater is premiering a new Canadian play this week. Calling the Rock Home by playwright Karen Thistle tells the story of the men who migrated from Newfoundland in the late 1950s to work in the mines in northern Ontario. Set in 1968, it centers around three men who must decide if they can make this dangerous work and these barren rock home. The production starts tonight at Center in the Square, and it runs through until Saturday. Actor Colton Gobbo plays the character Patrick in this production. You might recognize him as Mike Critch Jr. in the CBC comedy Son of a Critch. Good morning, Colton.
Oh, morning, Craig.
So talk about this production of Calling the Rock Home. What was it that piqued your interest and attracted you to it?
Well, we had originally started working on it a few years ago in the Play Smelter Festival when it was just a new work. Written by Karen Thistle, and we had done workshops of it. But aside from the show itself being this wonderful story and very heartfelt and, you know, very near and dear to Karen because it's semi-based off of her father, it was a combination of Sudbury and Newfoundland, which I feel like have been... I was born and raised in Sudbury and have been working on Critch out in Newfoundland for, at this point, 5 years. It was really just a culmination of like these two worlds of mine. So it came around and I was like, yes, get me in it as much as I can.
That is pretty symbiotic, eh?
Yes.
Talk a bit about Patrick, the character you play. Who is he?
Yes, so Patrick is loosely based off of the writer, Karen's father. He comes over to Sudbury from Newfoundland to find work in the mines because at this point, a lot of the fishing in the industries out in Newfoundland were kind of taking a hit. So he came out with the idea just to work. He's a very driven dude, and then he experiences this whole new life on the mainland, which is, of course, new to him. He ends up meeting up with the other two characters in the show, Buddy and Joe. But Patrick is kind of the big brother figure, I would say.
Do you think that... I mean, evidently and obviously it probably still does. There still is a big difference between provinces when you think of Newfoundland and Sudbury?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Newfoundland is just unlike anywhere else I've ever been, honestly. I remember going out my very first year out there to work, and it was like this whole new world. I mean, the people are just immensely kind. You can't even make up the things that they do, like inviting total strangers into their home and cooking them full meals. Yep. And, you know, making them feel involved. On top of that, they are so proud of their history, everything. So yeah, when you're out there, it really does kind of feel like its own country, which of course it was up until the 40s. So you can definitely notice the differences. And I love hearing about Ontarians who go out there and are like, oh my God, this place is nuts. I mean, the East Coast is just a whole different ballgame than it is out here.
You're in the middle of rehearsals for this play, but you're also still filming the Netflix series Ginny and Georgia. Talk a bit about, I mean, how do you balance that, that busy film and theater schedule?
It's definitely a balancing act, I got to say. I'm very lucky that everyone here, I mean, we have a wonderful cast. The other two gentlemen in it, their names are Pat Dempsey and Joel Giroux, along with our director, Jeanette Lambert-Montmorey, and our stage manager, M.K. Kennedy. And Lisa over at Pat the Dog, Lisa O'Connell, have just been so kind and so accommodating when I spring things on them. And I'm like, hey, so these things came up. Anything we can do? And they have just been so friggin' kind. I'm very lucky to be surrounded by these people who are willing to work around this diva who's uprooting the schedule. It's me. I'm the diva.
Well, I'm glad you said it.
No, but really, I definitely would not be able to balance it without their help.
Right. But by any definition, I mean, you have a real successful film and TV career. What is it about theater? What is it about that you want to do it?
Theater was my first endeavor into performing in the arts. I started when I was 9. It already holds a special place in my heart. A lot of the times in film and TV, you're shooting things out of order. But here in theater, you get to follow these characters through the entirety of their journey in one go. And the rehearsal of it all, you get to find these new things with the time that you don't usually have. I hate to sound pretentious, but it's the presence of it, being in it, right, and living in it. It fills your cup in kind of a different way.
I don't think it's pretentious, because I think that the way the audience consumes it is that way too. I mean, I think that's the deal we've made when we're at a live theater production, is we're all in this together. I think it's different than it is on TV and film. That's just my estimation.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
It's also in your hands. With this, it's kind of a now or never feeling.
Yeah, I love it. You're not going to stream
absolutely.
It. Don't stream it. So if you
got to watch it all in one go.
Yes.
You can't be breaking it up into 8 different episodes here.
So just TV before we go, okay? But what is happening with Son of a Critch?
Yes, we are moving along into season 5 come April. We had to delay a bit this year because the young lad who plays young Mark, Benjamin, Evan Ainsworth, he went and booked the live-action Legend of Zelda movie, which was just, I found out by opening Instagram one morning, and I'm a big nerd, I'm a big fan of Nintendo and the Legend of Zelda series.
Yeah.
And so I see this announcement from Nintendo, and it says, hey, we found our live-action Zelda and Link. And I was like, oh, awesome. And I swipe over, and I see his face looking back at me. And I was in shock. So I gave him a call right away, and he is truly one of the most professional actors I've ever worked with. He just turned 17. We've been doing the show since we were 12. And even then, he knew his stuff more than anyone else did. He knew the arc of the episode. He knew what he wanted to do with it. And he's just a very calm, collected young man. So I called him that morning, and I was kind of flipping out. I'm like, dude, this is insane. Like, I can't believe that you're doing this. This is so great. And he responds with, yeah, you know, it's a really great opportunity. I'm very excited to get started. And yeah, it's going to be good. I'm like, whoa, you're not nearly excited enough.
Colton, hey. Wonderful to talk to you. Break a leg with this play. And thanks for taking some time with us.
Of course, Craig. Thank you so much. And yes, the show's running October 15th to the 18th, Studio Theater, Center in the Square. You can get tickets at the Center in the Square box office or online.
Sweet. Thanks, Colton. Colton Gobbo appears in the world premiere of Calling the Rock Home. It will be on, as you heard, at the Studio Theater at Center in the Square. Performances run starting tomorrow until Saturday, October 18th.